It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Top of the morning. What's up, G-Money? You doing okay this morning?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
We are doing great. We are doing fantastic. Max, how you doing?
What? I am doing fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, you're doing fantastic.
Because as much money as they handed out in the NBA, I swear we're going to get some of it.
I know.
We're going to get just a little bit of it.
Man.
Now, I don't know how much, but we can get something, can't we? Can't we get something? Can't we get just something because we know somebody?
I know. I mean, just they call it the fall off. Let's get the fall off, man.
God. Hey, can I get the change?
Yeah, it's just going down. I mean, a lot of money's going to be moving around the next couple of days. When you're looking at the NBA free agency, a lot's going on. They had a big trade, too, by the way, which we're going to talk about in the NBA. A lot of people getting in position.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
I'm just asking. How much money you got to be making to turn down $50 million?
Well, you turn it down because you are hoping that you can get more later on. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Money you gotta have.
Well, see, and the
to
trick,
say I don't need your $50 million. I can get it somewhere.
No, I didn't say I didn't need it. I'm just not. I'm not accepting it right now. A lot of people looking at it, that's a great move, man. There, you making moves for the team. The guy I'm thinking about is James Harden, right?
Yes, sir.
So PJ Tucker, I guess. Did I miss this? PJ Tucker going to Philadelphia? Did I missed.
Yeah,
that?
they've been working on. Working.
So I think he's making room for PJ. And the people saying that's really nice of James because he's thinking about the team. He's thinking about getting the right players on the 76ers. That's what somebody told me. But that's what James doing. He's doing all the right things, you know. And the fact of the matter
he's making room.
Yeah, making room. And the thing is, like, it's so really nice of him because you know he didn't really deliver like he did last year, so he's going to make sure that he get other players on the team, and he's going to come back in shape, and he's going to take less money.
Now I will say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a social media, you know, snoop.
Mm-hmm.
He working out.
Yeah.
He getting down.
Yeah. He's
getting in fight shape.
He had to be embarrassed how he played last year.
He had to be embarrassed how he looked.
Yeah, how he look is how he played, too. How he look is the reason he played that. I guess is the reason he played that way.
Wait a minute. Huh? How he look is how he played.
He looked bad. He played bad. So there you go.
So your shirt look bad.
Yep.
It's not a good fit. It's just not a good fit on you.
You know, sometimes you say
it's just not a good fit on you.
Sometimes, you know, that's why you do corporate America. You dress up. No, tie on, suit on. You're going to work because you feel like you're going to deliver that day. You're feeling good about yourself.
In the words of Deion Sanders.
What's that?
You look good.
Play good.
Play good.
Uh-huh.
Get paid good.
That's true.
Get paid good. You feel good.
So, yeah. So, but don't get caught up on these guys saying, oh, they're doing some really good things for the teams. They opted out or they're not going to opt in.
Oh.
Because Bradley Beal. Trust me.
Come to discount.
There's nobody leaving money on the table. I can tell you that right now. Nobody.
I would say, no. Don't pay me all that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know in my heart, if I don't deserve it, I'm not going to take it.
Really? Okay. Well, that's what. That's something. That is really nice of you.
Why don't y'all test that theory?
Yeah. That's really nice of you.
Test that theory out for me.
So Bradley Beal is another one that's decided not to sign. And, of course, we mentioned James Harden. And we'll see. I mean, James Harden, he turned down 47, but he's going to probably take a cut. And he's probably going to make about 30-something million. Mm. Then we're hoping that once you do that, you can re-up again a year later and get the max. That's where that works. That's where the CBA works, so the contract works in the NBA.
Which, technically, he's willing to risk $10-15 million, right? Mm-hmm. He's risking that in the hopes of doubling down in 12 months.
Yeah, so that's exactly. Where we are. That's where we are.
Okay, so it's no different than going to Vegas, you know, and letting it ride, as they say.
Mm.
Let it ride.
Right.
You want cash out? No, let it ride. So you really risk that to double down in 12 months.
Yeah.
But It ain't like you taking pennies.
Oh, no, no. I mean,
you take a 30 mil for your troubles.
But see, to me,
which ain't a bad gig.
Yeah. Like 47 million versus, say, 39.
Okay.
So,
okay. Okay.
Is that a bit difference? I mean, seriously, technically. But let me put it this way. I asked my own question.
Who are we
for
now?
For me.
Who are we now?
For me, if I got to take a hit and take 38 million, then I take the hit.
That's what you call take away from the team.
Take away from the team.
38 mil.
Of course, 38 versus 47, I wouldn't even see that. I wouldn't see the difference.
And if your tax man, you know, advises you correctly,
right?
That's a good move for you,
right?
Because and it's all about career, right? So you start managing your career, you start looking at father time and gravity and all these other things. You said, okay, if I take this now, the next time I can get a max deal will be 3 years from now.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
That's a problem. Nobody's
doing
that.
You won't get that.
Yeah. Especially if you're James Harden.
Right.
You definitely.
Right.
Because this is probably his last big contract.
To try to get a max deal.
Try to get the max deal.
So, yeah. Well played, my friend.
I mean,
well played.
Bradley Beal, the same thing. A lot of people say, well, he's probably going to be trying to go somewhere else. No, I have nothing to do with that.
Just because he spent a lot of time in P-Valley don't mean he's stuck in establishments like that.
Talking about P-Valley strip club?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I got a friend about it. He told me to watch that.
You know he's famous for that, so, you know. That's how he roll. You know, them chicken wings and them club got him. Actually, what got it was just being disgruntled in Brooklyn. That's what really got it. What is about Brooklyn that you just can't get right?
I don't know. I think it's, and I love me some KD. It's just KD's personality. Kyrie, ridiculous.
Can I
notion sometime? I think that has a lot to do with it. Yeah, so, go ahead. Yeah, you can.
It's just me and you.
Yeah.
Anybody listening?
Right.
I hope they'll remind me if I say this out loud.
What's that?
I can't really blame KD.
Oh, blame him for what?
Any of this. Like, for real. Because I think he had his best intentions, put his best foot forward, told him what he can do, what he could do, what he was willing to do, work together.
Told who?
Brooklyn.
Told Brooklyn. Okay, you can't blame him. But no, their issue is not KD. Their issue is with Kyrie.
Hey, but a lot of people trying to make it KD, Kyrie. You know what I mean? I think we got to leave KD out of this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like, the Harden thing. Like, KD, Kyrie, Harden, all together in this Brooklyn net. I should throw the coach in there, too. But.
Oh, yeah. That's Steve Nash. Yeah.
Steve Nash. We got to leave him out of it, man. He did what he said he was going to do. All the rest of them, all flaked out.
Yeah, but people still, you know, they still on KD about, you know.
Now, I ain't going to let that go now.
What?
The West Coast stuff now.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to let that go.
They're still on him.
Well, I'm going to hold on to that then. I guess I'm going to be one of them. I guess we found that again.
Uh-oh.
Because that'll be me. I'm going to hold on to that.
Wow. Wow, really?
But James Harden knew it. Is it a good move, you think, with a team?
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, because what else is out there? I mean, I think you just go ahead and accept what you got and keep moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking that, you know, the first year he got to the Sixers, he had to adjust. You know, Joel Embiid inside, they had to get that chemistry together. I'll put it that way. And maybe the second year playing together, they'll get that.
How many more dominant years you think Joel's got?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, he hasn't played that long.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
he's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say he's probably been playing longer than I think because he hasn't been on the court that much because he's been out. You know, he came in the league. Had to sit out a couple of years because of back issues he had come out of Kansas and things of that nature. So I don't know. We'll see. But that's a good question.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
You can join the conversation. We love to hear from you. 919 890-6200. Hit us up on Twitter at IG at D Sports Shop 1 because we're never, ever number two.
Never, ever.
G Money, you know what we do on Throwback Thursday, right?
Yes, sir. We throw it back, obviously.
Okay, and we throw it back to a certain year.
So the year that we're throwing it back to, first things first, I want to say this. Poor Baker Mayfield. I mean, he's just the middle of a crossfire. I know we said we were going to try to see how long we could go without talking about him, but with all this Deshaun Watson stuff and the potential suspension, I feel like Baker Mayfield's that restaurant employee that gets a text from his manager, a.k.a. the Browns front office, saying, hey, we're short-staffed tonight. And he's saying, man, that's crazy. Good luck, though. And then the manager responds back, a.k.a. the Browns front office, saying,
man, that's crazy. Good luck, though.
We could use some extra help. And then he responds back saying, yeah, I bet. Good luck, man. I feel like that's where Baker Mayfield's at with the Cleveland Browns. So, to give Baker Mayfield some positive vibes this morning, we're throwing it back to his birthday year, which is 1995.
Okay, that's a good year.
He was born in 95?
Yes, sir.
That's when that song came out, Gangsta Paradise. That's when that song came out.
Okay. There's actually a lot of good songs that came out.
Okay.
95, 96 is good years.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see to try and impress you all with some of these song selections.
Trust me, man. We can't wait to hear, man.
That's good years.
Yeah, you can join the conversation, like I said, 919-890-6200. We are rocking on this midsummer madness kind of situation, Throwback Thursday. You can find everything you need to see and hear at dsports.radio.com. You can buy merchandise. You can rock with us. We just having so much fun today. Again, the firm is out. She's probably watching. So, hey, Pam, if you're watching, she's wasn't feeling too well this morning. But anyway, a lot of people are feeling well about some potential trades that are going on. And I'm going to just go with these six. Actually, a couple of them have already happened. There's been some rumors floating around about different trades. We know about Murray, who Dante Murray, who was traded from San Antonio to the Atlanta Hawks.
They got the guy in the draft, and they said, we good.
Yeah, and Josh Richardson actually is part of that trade. They leave San Antonio and go to Atlanta. Atlanta get, Danilo Gallinari, who's a great shooter. He's part of that deal. Plus, three first-round picks is what San Antonio gets. But Murray averaged 20-some points last year for this past season for San Antonio. Now you got Murray, you got Trey. Trey Young in the backcourt now. So they're solidifying that backcourt. I'm telling you, if you got two good guards in the NBA, you got opportunity to win basketball games.
That's true.
So I think Nate.
So you got a young kid, center from
Wake Forest. Yeah, you got Collins. You still got DeAndre Hunter. Yep. They got some ballers, man.
They have a good nucleus. They have a good team.
But they gave up a lot. They gave up two players plus three first-round picks for Murray and Josh Richardson, who's the other guy that was part of it.
They looked at it as dead weight, though.
Did they?
I think so.
I guess when you got all those picks, you got to do something with them.
You know what I mean? They looked at it as dead weight, too. They probably said, all right, that's cool. I mean, he's a good player, but is he going to move us to the next level? Right?
Yeah.
Any of them going to move us to the next level? So they had to think about it. And if they're not, we need to move. We need, do something different.
And that's a good look for San Antonio. You know, they kind of rebuild the mode. They got some can bring in some young talent
and they
there.
Can do something with that talent.
Yeah. But Murray, 21.1 points a game, 8 rebounds, almost 10 assists per game, 46% from the field shooting, 33 from 3-point line.
Nice guy.
I mean, think about him pairing up with Trae Young. That's a great look for the Hawks right there.
Because quiet as it's kept, that's the only thing that kind of kept keeping them out of that next tier was if you can get Trey boxed in or get him run out of gas
Who else will show up, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Collins is great, but Collins wasn't that guy.
No.
See what I'm saying? You have to have another person that can put pressure on the defense scoring-wise in the NBA to go to the next level.
Yeah, plus they got a couple guys come off the bench that can shoot it too. So Atlanta is really improving. A lot of people are looking to improve with trades as well, as I mentioned. Here's a couple that I kind of shake my head at.
Maybe the last rough for Nate, though, if he can't get this going.
You think so?
Yeah.
Man, Nate's a great coach. I understand.
But we, this first year, took it over, was in shambles, made something out of
it.
Yeah, he did.
And yeah.
Then you kind of said, all right, we'll roll with what we got again. You look as good or maybe just a step slower than you did before.
Okay.
So you said, so sounds like they said, what do you need, coach?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I need this, this, and this. We need to get better here and here.
Yeah.
And they said, all right, let's go get better there. Now I got a feeling that they're going to look around and say, okay, now we've given you, barring injuries and all that, of course, we've given you what you asked for. Now let's go get better.
Wow. Well, I agree. And I think they're getting better. We heard a lot of rumors about Jalen Brunson. Shout out Villanova champion.
I swear.
From Dallas.
Y'all forgive me for this.
What's that?
Outside of this year, I said, where did he come from? Then I had to really think about it. Wait a minute, he was good.
Oh, yeah.
But outside of this year.
This is a guy, Jalen Brunson.
I really hadn't heard from him.
To be honest with you, he was okay. I mean, he was a decent player.
Right.
But he's looking at something around $100 million right now.
And he's playing like it.
He's playing like it. He really improved his game. You can see him mature. As a player at Dallas.
He looked like one of those Popovich products, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like he's a good San Antonio player, I agree. Yeah. But he's done well. But right now, they're trying to get him to come to the Big Apple. So that's a big trade room right there. It hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
It's almost done, I heard.
Yeah.
Traded him to Knicks for D-Rose, sending D-Rose to Dallas, Alec Burks as well, plus a 2023 first-round pick. That's what's on the table right now, if it hasn't happened already.
Is that what Dallas want?
Yeah, I mean, well, think about it. You just got to get the ball to Luka and get out of the way, pretty much.
Now, we just spent 2 minutes talking about how you got to have that other guy.
Yeah.
Or the other outlet.
Yeah.
Getting the ball to Luka, we just tried that. And we tried that with Jalen Brunson. So you take a Jalen Brunson and his productivity off the court, and what are you gonna add back? Derrick Rose?
I mean,
man, come on.
I agree.
You know better than that.
I agree. It's a proposed trade, but the Knicks trying to get better.
And, it's working for them.
Yeah.
You talking about the come up?
Yeah. And we again. This I don't. To my knowledge, it hasn't happened yet, but that's what's on the table. This one,
better pay that man.
Yeah, the next one disturbs me a little bit. I love Malcolm Brogdon because he's and you personally met him a couple of times, and smart guy, just really a good, intelligent basketball player.
Can't wait for his basketball career to be over so we can put him in office.
Right, he will be in some political office. He's trending that way, but they're projecting him to go to New Orleans. New Orleans is always doing some interesting things. Projecting him to go to the Pelicans in exchange for Devontae Graham and Larry Nance Jr. plus 2 first-round picks. What do you think about that one?
Why? That's the same person, man.
Well, they had the same person with Lonzo Ball. Remember Ball? Yeah. He was there. That's the same person.
Devontae Graham, Lonzo Ball, now Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I kind of thought he'd be a good fit in Boston to kind of
– Who? Brogdon?
Brogdon, yeah. In terms of smart, so they needed somebody to kind of – they need a leader on that team.
Solid point guard.
Yeah.
Leader. I won't even say the problem because that's unfair because is he that much of an offensive threat, which I think he could be just as much of an offensive threat as Marcus Smart was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though Smart
– But he would be a better point guard.
Point guard, but Smart is probably a better defensive player, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So we'll look at that one too. The other one that's crazy too. Again, these are rumors, these things that people are saying is probably gonna happen. Rudy Gobert being traded to and Jared Butler being traded to Toronto.
Hmm?
Yeah. I know that sounds weird. And so now the Jazz have settled on their head coach. Attention turns to how Rudy Gobert trade will look. He's going to be moved. It's just a matter of time with the Raptors being amongst the teams most talked about.
Yeah, I don't see.
So
the
what?
I don't see the value in that.
So yeah. So and Utah gets Gary Trent Jr. and another player. But the thing is, I don't see the. Why would you trade Gobert? I mean, that's the only thing him and Donovan Mitchell. That's the only thing that Utah has right now. Why are you even thinking about doing something like that?
You know what this is?
What?
These two teams trading dirty dishwater. Like, for real.
Dirty dishwater.
There's nothing to gain here. I mean, who gets better?
I'm just saying.
Right,
actually, you know what? The thing is.
Oh, come on now.
I think Toronto gets worse. No, Utah gets worse. I think Toronto gets better. But Gary Trent Jr. been balling though for them.
I'm not saying that they, but you trade 22 points for 21 points a game.
That's apples and oranges. I got you. Okay.
No, it's apples and apples. Like, for real, it's apples and apples.
Okay.
It's not even apples and oranges.
I go with that one, too.
It's apples and apples.
Apples and apples. Okay, that's where I go.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
You know, I want a Granny Smith apple or this apple. It's like, they're all apples, man. What you doing? that's what I look for in most of these trades. I look for who is getting better, adding things to the roster, trying to add. Like, the Atlanta trade, we clearly can see where they're trying to do something, shore something up.
The backcourt. Yeah.
Backcourt.
Yes.
The New York trade with Brunson possibility. Yep. I see what New York is trying to do. Not sure I understand what Dallas will be doing, but I see what New York is. But the trade between these two, Utah and Toronto.
Yeah, that's like, hey, man, let's do something.
So we can be in the conversation.
Our names could be in the paper. Because up to your point, I don't see what the advantage is over.
Maybe it is about money. Maybe it is about the business. Some other things, cap space, a little youth here and there. Just a little trade-off. I get it. I'm just saying on the surface.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Mm. Well, we're going to find out.
Need one place to buy French fries, go another one to buy French fries.
But free agency starts today at 6 p.m. Eastern time, and you're going to see a lot of movement.
Keep your phone on, though.
And some of these trades will probably happen before then because they may be trading because some of these guys, may be up for some level of free agency, opting in, opting out. We'll see.
Some of our people may be calling us.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Keep your phone on.
That's a good point because it's that day. Yeah. That day that can change your life.
We're in the know.
There you go.
And it's World T.O. I'm about me some me.
I love me some me. T.O. said. I love T.O.
T.O. is off the chain.
I love me some me.
I love me some me. Because if you don't love you, who will?
That's exactly right.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Gentlemen, I have a question for y'all.
Yes, sir.
Because I know you always ask this question to determine who's a good artist. This is going to be a tough one. All right, so you're taking an 8-hour car ride. Who are you playing? The Notorious Big or Tupac?
Question is, who do you start with?
I mean, that's a tough one.
Because you play both.
You got to play both.
It's got to be a coin toss.
Yeah.
Who wants the ball first?
I'm giving it to Big first.
Yeah, well, no.
Because I want to finish
it. No. You got to come out with pop. Because you got to come out hard. Then, because Big, he kind of mellows out at the end.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See? Okay, I see how you like to start your car, right?
Yeah. Because I got to start off like on 10.
Okay. see, I start off. Just getting into it, you know.
Came
what
back
mean?
Easy, son.
You know what I mean?
I may fall asleep. I might even make it to the.
Well, damn, you just started.
Freeway.
You just started.
But like today, they said today, tomorrow, everybody, because with the airlines, majority of people driving.
In the road, baby.
That's right. So like, if I was starting this morning, I may start early so I can beat the crowd. I'll start early. I gotta come out from 10.
So you pull out of the driveway kicking.
Kicking.
He come out the driveway
to the
with pop.
Huh? Yeah. 0 to 100 real quick, as Drake says.
Yeah.
But
you got to find my Tupac song in 95.
When you get 4 hours, 5 hours into it, 6 hours, you're in that 6 hour stretch. See what I'm saying? That third quarter.
First of all, to be fair, it's not a good fair. It's not a fair question because you can go either way.
That's true.
Right. You go because the big you can rock in the whole way.
You could.
Yeah.
I can't. I couldn't rock the whole way.
No. That's something we agree on.
Just to be clear,
I can hand pick my 3 or 4 pops on, but you can roll with Biggie anything.
There's about 5 Tupac songs that I'm going to choose from, or I have to choose from to come into the 8 o'clock. I don't want to spoil it.
Well, it better be the right one.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It better be, because I got one in my mind. It better be the right one.
That's where the pressure gets put on me to see if I can rise to the occasion.
Okay, well, kind of suspect right now, but keep working. You're going to be all right.
Look, hold on. Here's a better question.
What's that?
Were you even alive?
Well, you weren't even born there, were you?
No, I was in the womb going ahead and figuring out what I was going to be putting on my plate, or at the time, cassette tapes, I guess.
Oh, okay. You was playlist. You was playlisting early on.
Yeah, I was playlisting later on.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to find out.
That's interesting.
Hey, yeah.
He wanted to go.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, I got a couple of songs in my head right now, okay. David. Boom. I mean, to start off with.
So, the other challenge I have for you for 95, because the female rapper genre in 95.
Yeah, matter of fact.
Is coming around.
Yeah.
I need to hear some female.
I can think of one.
I got you, K-Mac.
No, wait, no, so far, I can think of one where.
By the way, Graham was taking requests. Y'all call him. 919-890-6200.
I can think of one female rapper where I was in Oakland for Clay's wedding. You know my friend,
yeah, Clay.
We ride down the street, Tupac banging. It's no lie. We get out the car. We get on the elevator. You know, lady gets on with us. And no, we talking, we ain't paying no attention.
Yeah.
She looked at me and told us who she was, like, y'all better know who I am. Mm. I'm like, okay. Okay, I can't remember her name right now, but I'll take it a minute. That's how significant she was. Anyway, let's get back on talking NBA. And
I thought you were going to tell the Eve story.
Oh, that's another one. 21 shots. Literally.
You lost.
I took an L. I went down at 7.
The Reese lost to a rough ride.
Of course, the Charlotte Hornets, you know, we just had an issue with Tarbell's own Montrezl Harrell.
Yes.
And that's still – and it's still some shaky stuff with that, too.
Let me tell you.
Because it was like he wasn't the only person in the damn
Once band. I read through it,
yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
It was a rental car.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He was a passenger.
Yep.
Wasn't his bag. And they all got the same charge.
Yeah, but he's
everyone in the car.
Right, so he's the NBA player. That's why the
money got the charge.
The money got the charge.
That's what happened.
Another current Charlotte Hornet, current, and I'm putting emphasis around that, Miles Bridges, who's a very good basketball player.
He was on the verge of possibly getting a max contract from somebody, if not the Hornets.
But unfortunately, and I mean this seriously, it's stupid if it's true. Miles Bridges was arrested yesterday for allegedly felony domestic violence after turning himself in to authorities Wednesday in L.A. TMZ Sports says the police were called on Tuesday over an alleged incident between Bridges and a woman that turned physical. Hmm. Bridges was gone when the police arrived but turned himself in Wednesday. The woman involved in the incident needed medical attention. Now, we got to define what that means, according to the report. Bridges was released after his thing. That, first of all, domestic violence, never should do that. Nope. But here's the one that caught our attention.
Mm-hmm.
Bridges was released after making the $130,000 bail.
What?
What the hell? I know some people shoot people, man, they get off $3,000 bail. I mean, $130,000.
That's a lot of money.
So,
$130,000,
bruh.
Wow,
I don't know what that means, but just a backdrop to this.
That's a lot of money.
You should never hit a woman.
No,
but time and definite timing of when you did it is not in his favor because. He's up for this big contract coming up. So he's a restricted free agent for the Hornets right now, which they can give him a whole bunch of money, max, if you will, because he's definitely one of the better players on the Hornets team. And I don't know.
This is a problem for him. Mm. It's a problem for him. It's a problem for his money. It's a problem for his contract, right? Seeing that all these allegations are true and – this charge holds up and mm-hmm. it's truly a domestic violence situation. There's a suspension coming, number one.
Ooh. Ooh.
Number two, no one's going to pay you a max contract.
Probably not.
I mean, it just that's just the way that is.
Right.
And it, at this point, just you being with Charlotte may not be it, that may not even be the case anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of things. One is that we got to wait 2 or 3 days to see how this shakes out.
That's right.
Because we always do that. Yeah. But I'm thinking about our friends down there, because we do have friends down the shot in the organization.
Yep. Good friends. And I know how they operate.
But here's the deal, though. They have a tough year. Montrez, one coach say he coming, then the other, they don't come.
Well, first of all, you couldn't even get a coach.
Right.
And then when you finally talk one into coming.
Right.
He said, man, I just won a championship. I'm not going to Mecklenburg. I mean, lost your mind.
Then you got this Miles Bridges thing happening right here. So it's been a tough couple of months.
Mm. And then he had to go back to the old coach.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, what you doing? Steve Cliff, what you doing? Gosh. Man, I'm on a golf course. You want to come back? No, you want to come back to the—
Man, you still got a couple in you, don't you?
You want to come back to the team that fired you?
Right. But that guy's not here anymore. That guy's not here anymore.
So. Right, exactly.
But you know, it's just one of those, like, I don't know. That's not a good look.
Yeah,
all the way around, it's just not a good look at all. So, it is what it is. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I really, at this point, what do you? Okay, this comes out. This is actually the case, and you know, it gets handled, whatever. Do you let him go? I mean, this is going to go on for months.
No, you got again.
First of all, you can't pay a max contract.
Well, I mean, we got to wait. We got to wait and see how this further develops. The only issue that I have was when she needed medical attention.
What does that mean?
What the hell does that mean? Because that's serious. It's serious with hands on anyway. I mean,
but it could be heat exhaustion.
Could be heat. I don't know. You know, it's what we read. We'll see. But anyway, he's someplace, somewhere, somehow. He's Game Day Charlie. He's joining us right now. Game Day, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
All right, Earl. How you doing, man? How you doing, K-Mac?
What's going on, man? Good, man. Fine. Just so you know, Pam's not here, so you don't have to, you know, straighten your tie up or nothing like that.
Right.
Okay, but I'm sure that she's listening somewhere. And Pam, if you are listening somewhere, good morning, Pam.
Whatever, Game Day.
Wow. He still got it in.
But Game Day,
he still got it.
Game Day, you want to talk about something that really did catch my attention when I saw it yesterday on television, that some things that's going on right here in the Triangle. So what you got?
You know, we have baseball players from the collegiate level here in the area, from all over the country, freshmen and sophomores who played this season. They're here to compete in the U.S. team, in the USA Baseball Collegiate National Team, 50-man roster,
nice.
And that will be cut down to 26 players on July 5th, and then that roster will go on, you know, to play games in the Netherlands, you know, and we've got some local players on the team that's trying out right here.
Okay, who we got?
You know, we have Vance Honeycutt, you know, the sensational freshman from UNC.
Yeah.
Lou James Grover from NC State, infielder. And Zach Egnos, who's an infielder and pitcher from ECU.
Okay,
Those are just some of the guys who are local guys who are on the team that's going to be fighting for a spot on this roster here. And nice. This is a great thing for these sophomores and rising sophomores or rising juniors, whatever, and to represent the USA in baseball.
Yeah, again, we're talking Game Day Charlie Robert Game Day each and every Thursday right here on the Sports Shop. Yeah, I saw they had, because a lot of people don't realize that in Cary they have this huge baseball facility where they bring them
in. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a big deal over there, and I think they're going to play the first game over there, then they're going to play the remaining games at the D-back. So, D-back. Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they started practicing yesterday. I was over there, and they're all, you know, getting their, you know, warm-ups in and everything. And one of the coaches is Elliot Ebent, you know,
NC State.
He's NC State.
Yeah.
And Cliff Godwin, he's one of the coaches from East Carolina. And the head coach, the manager, is Mike Bianco. He's the head coach of Ole Miss, the team that just won the College World Series. So that's who you have, and they have a bunch of other coaches too. So they're two teams, they're Stars and Stripes, and they will play a game tonight at the USA Complex. If you don't have anything, you want to see some good baseball by some young guys, come on over. And they'll play then tomorrow night. They'll play at Durham Bulls Athletic Park, play there. And then later on, they will play one game in Charlotte. And like I said, on July 5th, they will make their final cut and before they head to the Netherlands. So so some good baseball action to see some of the good young guys that you will see down the road here in baseball.
They play baseball in the Netherlands? I mean, why the hell did they put that in my mind?
Do they have baseball? Like, I used to live like 45 minutes from the Netherlands, from the border. And I don't recall one baseball stadium ever seeing it anywhere ever. I just don't.
A lot of places you pick to play baseball. Yeah, we're going to the Netherlands.
You know
this
what?
Year.
I take that back. I take that back.
What's that?
In Rotterdam, they do.
Okay. That's in the Netherlands?
Well, it's right there on the
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, I wouldn't know. But yeah, that's interesting. Well, you know what? Again, a chance to see some young players. So all these guys are either freshmen or sophomores, right? Is that correct?
Freshman, sophomore. Okay. You know, you might have a junior, one or two, but, you know, but basically, or rising junior, whatever. But yeah, but this is mostly a lot of sophomores.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's what's going on this week. So you want to catch up some baseball before you, you know, 6 o'clock. You know, the NBA free agency starts, and then we'll see how that all shakes out too.
Yeah,
we get to see this in Cary.
That's right. This is a good look. All right, game day. Have a good one, my friend. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, y'all take care.
Right,
let me get a chance to get my first baseball game of the season.
I went to one when they had Heritage Day night, but even though they didn't say nothing about Heritage, but it was that was the day. Foxy Brown was the lady I was talking about.
Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown. She got an elevator, and she said, and we weren't paying attention to her. She said, "Hey, y'all realize I'm Foxy Brown, right?" And we looked at her like she was crazy.
I gotta be honest. I don't feel that test.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
I damn near feel the Aaron Rodgers test. You know what I mean? I was like, who that? And it had nothing to do with the fact that, you know, most time I don't pay attention to him anyway. We've got nothing in common. What year was this?
95.
And who is this?
Deep Goats? Blue Something. Literally, Goats? That's the name of their song, Deep Blue Something.
Deep Blue Something.
Well, Deep Blue, we're on the side. See you on the side. We'll find who sings this song.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.